As you can tell from the title, there's fisheries, seafood, and maritime. And these are three major, major sectors that are very, very closely related, you know, throughout coastal Alaska. And so what we've been doing, and by we, I mean the University of Alaska statewide system, has been helping to coordinate with industry and other state agencies, primarily Department of Labor and the Department of Commerce, those folks that are in very closely involved in training policy and programming in the workforce side of life, if you will. Those three groups have been working now for over a year to essentially put legs on a workforce development plan for those three sectors. Now, what you have in front of you now is a sub surveying effort, if you will, focused exclusively on harvesters and crewmen.
What kind of questions are you hoping people will answer on these surveys?
What we're trying to get a handle on is obviously where you fish, but also where you reside in the off-season. What are the most important skill sets that you feel are needed in both fishing operations and fishing businesses? We're also trying to capture what folks are doing if they're not fishing year-round, what other types of jobs and work they do.
What's the importance of having somebody, for instance, a fisherman who's looking at this in their email box or whatever, saying, I want to do this, or I want to do this, or whatever. What's the importance of them filling this out?
Right, right. Well, there's a couple of things. I guess I would say when I look at this is that, number one, it's an opportunity to get some data really on operational skills and business skills that are required for successful operations. And that's something that's often difficult to articulate. Again, getting back to this point, these are self-employed operations. It's a set number of people that do it, and if you're not in the industry or if you're from the Department of Labor or if you're looking even from the maritime side over at the harvesting side, it's like, oh, these are the skill sets. This is what people need. So we've had really, really great response on what are the most important skill sets, everything from obviously safety to seamanship to the basics of radar to, expanding into refrigeration, welding, many of the other sort of hands-on trades, all the way down to business management, marketing, whether or not you're involved in direct marketing, just all the things that make up the various businesses. So I think that's one reason I think a fisherman would want to contribute to this. The second reason is that there's a bunch of other industries, big industries in this state that have these workforce development plans already laid out and articulated. And when I say that, I think of oil and gas, I think of mining, I think of the healthcare industry. All these different sectors have gone through this process of essentially coming up with what is known in the larger scale as a workforce development plan. I know I reacted when I first saw this workforce development. Well, I own my own business, or I know a fisherman would say the same thing. But actually,
you're a fisherman yourself. You're a Gillnetter, right?
Yeah, I have the privilege of working up in Prince William Sound in the summers. So that's always fun and informative for me. But like I said, I think what I see as the important piece in this is that this effort for both seafood processors, harvesters, and other maritime trades to essentially get the data up there and get it in the hands of the other part of the state that is making policy decisions and also making more fundamentally training decisions and training funding decisions. So as to make it just, essentially to be able to support these industries better.